So this afternoon I'd like to guide you gently in a meditation to bring up the goodness of your life. And these practices are always invitations rather than instructions, in the sense that only follow along if this resonates for you. Some of you may have been practicing for many years and have your own methods and ways of inclining your mind that works. So just see if this speaks to you and take from it whatever nourishes your heart at this time. Just gently settling into your body. Asking your body how it feels right now and whether there's anything you can do to make it that little bit more at ease. Whether that be gently stretching, maybe adjusting your limbs, loosening a belt. Giving yourself all the time in the world to gently, slowly land into that grounded sense of being embodied, supported by the ground, the Mother Earth, or maybe supported by your chair, your feet, rooted in the ground. Just feeling in upward through your spine. Gently softening, loosening up any knots. Feeling that fluidity in your spine. Gently stretching up to the sky, and then as you roll your shoulders down, letting your spine relax. So there's a gentle sense of uprightness without being tense. Allowing the muscles, the flesh, even the skin to gently relax. And perhaps noticing the atmosphere around us, containing us, holding us. A steadily growing peace. A combined sense of a goodness. However great or small you think your contribution may be, there's a sense of goodness here, of peace that inspires and uplifts my heart, at least. See if you can allow that sense of peace, of goodness, of safety to be another support. Knowing that any happiness that arises, even a moment of peace or quiet, silence in the mind, is a gift to everyone here. Gift in which we can all rejoice. And to bring this a little bit closer to our hearts, if you wish. See if you can recollect a beautiful act of kindness or generosity that you've done, perhaps in the last week or month. Something simple. Perhaps even ordinary, such as lending a friend a compassionate ear, maybe sharing something that is very dear, precious to you, sharing that with somebody else and seeing them smile, seeing their heart light up. Perhaps having the courage to call out some behavior at work or even with your child, if you're a parent, that took courage on your part. Maybe simply stroking the cat, stroking your dog. And bring up all the details of that event. The way that you felt when you did that kind act of body or speech. Perhaps a sense of inner integrity. Perhaps a feeling of uprightness or a softening of the heart. How does it feel to be kind, to give, to share the energies of your life with another? And allow yourself to appreciate that subtle stirring of joy, wholesome happiness. Allowing it to suffuse your entire body and mind. Perhaps in a similar way to soaking up the morning sun. If nothing particular comes to mind for you, don't worry about that. Just connect with some quality you recognize. Some quality in yourself that you really respect. Perhaps even the intention to be kind, to forgive. Or the ability to admit your mistakes. All aspects of virtue that you can cultivate. Like the taproot of a tree that burrows down deeply into the earth, allowing your tree, perhaps your mango tree or apple tree, to grow tall and strong and bear abundant fruits. And breathe with this feeling, or rather be breathed, allowing that breath just to enter and leave your body. In its own rhythm and pace. So you're breathing in goodness, perhaps the goodness in this room or the goodness in your life. And breathing out kindness and care. Breathing out peace. Whatever qualities you really admire, see if you can take them in with the in-breath. And as you breathe out, sharing those energies of your life. Without making this forced or unnatural in any way, just noticing the beauty of breathing. Simplifying the mind. Becoming content with a single breath. Not even hoping or expecting the next breath to come in, but just resting with this little bit of breath, this humble, beautiful breath you experience right now. Grateful to be alive. keeping your mind soft, gentle, receptive. So the breath can soak into the mind. And if you find the breath doesn't want to stay with you right now, that's okay. The breath will come when the mind's ready to receive such a subtle, refined object. Your job is just to till the soil, to bring up qualities of kindness and friendliness in your mind. Informed by the goodness of your life, the qualities you admire, and just gently listen to whatever arises in the body or the mind. Whether it's a sensation, pleasant or uncomfortable, disagreeable, that's fine. The most important thing is how you relate to whatever's arising right now. See if you can treat any sensation, any breath, even any thought, as a friend. Making peace instead of struggling. Making an armistice with your mind. And just see where the journey takes you. Continuing to build that friendly relationship towards your own body and mind. Even regarding pain in the body, irritation in the mind, sadness, depression, whatever it is. Regarding that too with kindly eyes. And noticing how the way you regard your experience softens and relaxes the tension, the conflict, struggle, and leads to peace. We're coming close to the end of the meditation. Just taking a few more breaths, noticing if your mind, your body have become a little bit more relaxed. More embracing of whatever's arisen, whatever you've experienced in this last 40, 45 minutes of practice. Just noticing the effect of kindness.
Thank you for listening. To learn how you can support the teachers and Dharma Seed, please visit dharmaseed.org/donate.